welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 639. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things this week with a track from Anna Tendon Anna, a band from Paris, despite my horrible French pronunciation. I played the song Same Old Story. That's on the album Principia, which came out February 24th on Trouble in Mind Records. It's an indie pop record, a good one. It's a smart one, too. I like that jazzy sort of middle time in that one exceptionally well. I got good music for you this week. It's getting louder and louder as we go through the day until we get to the end when I'm going to put you on the dance floor. Let's continue on here with Quasi. This is Queen of Years.
Yeah.
Fine place to take a break. We started that set off there with Portland duo Quasi and played the song Queen of Ears from Breaking the Balls of History, which came out in February on Sub Pop Records. It's not my favorite Quasi record, but it's a good one, and they're having a lot of fun, and that's very infectious. So give that one a listen. I bet you're going to find something you enjoy. After that, we heard from Eyelids with the song Crawling Off Your Pages. That's from the band's album A Colossal Waste of Light, which came out March 10th on Jealous Butcher Records. That band also from Portland, ostensibly a power pop band, but there's a lot more rootsy things happening in there. It's produced by Mike Mills, so you gotta know what you're gonna get there. I think give that one a listen. Probably gonna enjoy that one as well. And then we ended that set off with Lucero with the song Nothing's Alright. That's on the album Should Have Learned By Now, which came out February 24th on Liberty and Lament 30 Tigers, both those labels having something to do with that record. This is my first Lucero record. I've kind of avoided the band, not sure exactly why. They're probably my thing. That album, pretty good, but I might go back and find some other ones as well, see if I can find something that really grabs me. Well, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, I promised you it was going to get louder. Let's keep revving things up here. This is Heartbeeps with Trust No One and Fuck Everybody. stop things here before things spiral out of control. We just heard from Greg Wheeler and the Poly Mall Cops from Des Moines in Iowa. The song DGASAY, you know what that stands for if you listen to that chorus. That's on the album Manic Fever, which will be out later this week, March 24th on High Dive Records, a band I haven't seen live, but I'm anxious to now that I've heard how much energy is on that record. Just excellent there. Before that, we heard from Heartbeats from Bordeaux in France, the song Trust No One and Fuck Everybody. That's on the band's album Come Together. Come is spelled the naughty way if you're Googling that one. That came out March 3rd of this year on Slovenly Records. Excellent label there, and an excellent record too, so both of those highly recommended. Anyway, we're about out of time, so let's wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 639. I've been your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. I am back on Spotify. Who knows for how long, but you can stream me there until they kick me off again. Those fascists. Anyway, look at the concert calendar. Lots of things coming up. On the 19th, we have They Are Gutting playing at Farewell, or Foyer Red is playing next door at Howdy. Clan of Zymox is playing the 21st at Boulevard Nights. 22nd, XTC, which is members of XTC, playing at Record Bar. 23rd, Iris Dement is at Knuckleheads, or Uncouth is playing the Mini Bar. Pink Phase is playing Howdy on the 24th, or Smithereens are playing at Knuckleheads, with Marshall Crenshaw doing the vocals on that one. On the 24th, Voice of Addiction is at Replay, or Antibroth is at Farewell. 25th, Sewing Circle is at Toilet Bowl. Greg Wheeler is playing the Replay on the 25th. On 25th is also Autumnal at the Kitten Castle. 26th, Emmeline Twist is playing at the Mini Bar. The 30th, Doug is at Farewell. Looking into April, we've got the Whiffs playing at the Ship on the 1st, King Tuff at Record Bar on the 3rd, and then Mellencamp coming to town on the 3rd and the 4th at Midland. I don't have tickets for that, but I should probably go as a Hoosier. I think they should give me free tickets. Looking at the website, there's a few new things out there. Photos and videos and my thoughts of the Abandoned Sea Flooding and Nidosphere show are up. A few other things will be popping up there real soon. So always keep in touch with the website. That's where things happen first. All right, one more track for you. As I mentioned, Clan of Zymox is coming to Kansas City. I hadn't listened to the band since the early 90s, so I decided to get reacquainted with them by picking up the band's self-titled debut that came out in 1985 on 4AD Records. At the time, the album was kind of derided as a bit derivative, but now it's just part of that dark wave goth and new wave canon there, equally as happy in headphones as it is on the dance floor. So I'm going to play a track for you. It was the single, I think. It's called A Day. So thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.